My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on 10/3/2022 for patient Manuel Cabrera Cirillo, M-A-N-U-E-L, C-A-B-R-E-R-A, C-I-R-I-L-O. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, as well as hyperuricemia period. The kidney functions have remained very stable. If anything, it has improved since the last visit due to dietary changes and lifestyle changes. The BUN is 25 from 34, creatinine 1.3 from 1.7, and a GFR 54 from 39, period. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, and there is no activity in the urinary sediment, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. This CKD is not active, however, is related to the effects of the other chronic conditions on the kidney, period. Next line, hypercalcemia. The patient presents with serum calcium level of 10.4 and ionized calcium level of 1.43, which are both elevated. He also has an elevated PTH of 97 from 86, period. This indicates primary hyperparathyroidism in the setting of history of nephrolithiasis biases. Period. We will start the patient on Sensipar 30 milligrams one tablet daily, and we'll reassess in a couple of months. Period. Next line, hyperuricemia. Patient has a uric acid level of 7.1. We emphasize the importance of decreased protein, especially animal protein, in the diet, as well as reduction in foods high in purine, P-U-R-I-N-E. We provided him with information, written information, and he verbalizes understanding. Period. The patient has a history of gout and was at one point taking medication for it. However, he stopped taking it. We will reevaluate the uric acid if it is still elevated or it is not as if it is still elevated or is not at goal of 5.5 to 6, we may consider restarting the patient on either allopurinol 100 milligrams daily or Uloric 40 milligrams daily. Period. Next line, thyroid nodule. Noted on the CT of the neck, which shows hypodense nodule posterior to the right lobe of the thyroid, possibly a parathyroid adenoma. We will refer to endocrinology, Hannah Campbell, for further evaluation. Period. Next line, coronary artery disease, status both stents. Next line, GERD, stable. We will reevaluate this case in 2 months. With laboratory workup. next line, arterial hypertension, which is well controlled with a blood pressure of 119 over 81. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, well controlled. Continue with the current regimen. End.